previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
And it's pretty much been in my life every single day. Ever since they developed the recording VCR, and for you young people, that's what DVRs used to be before DVRs.
What about the Betamax? Hello. I had one of those.
Beta was a terrible platform. VCR tapes were obviously the way to go. Okay, they were the next progression in evolution.
All right, we're going at it right now. I mean, I think the machines were pretty much the same, I thought. At least they looked the same, except the smaller tape.
Sizes and everything they're chopping.
Hey, easy killer. Okay. Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast.
On the WTFC Podcast Network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hi, Chuck.
We're back. We are literally 3 feet away from each other.
It's the best.
I feel like we should be closer, but that's okay. Littles, Chuck is back in the Big Apple just in time for the big holiday. And I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah.
Just for the sound quality alone, hopefully, of this podcast episode. I do have to, based on the open, I have to jump right in with this, and we'll get into everything else in a second. It says, Dear Chuck and Roxy, it is widely known that the quality of Betamax was better than VHS. VHS won out because it was cheaper, and more importantly, Betamax tapes were originally limited to 1 hour recording time.
Oh.
This precluded recording sports events. By the time Sony offered longer tapes, the cheaper, longer, and poorer quality VHS had taken over the market. Information for life. Sorry to hear your dad's tapes were destroyed. Rick Franzosa, episode 252. I won't use the acronym until I know what it means. All right. Now, lots of beta stuff
yeah.
in this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had to say jam-packed, it is jam-packed, but it's also jam-packed with beta information for life.
Yes.
I've learned so much about Betamax because I was a little kid when this all happened.
Sure.
So I don't remember all this stuff.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there's another one we should... We'll wait. We'll come back to these. But the first thing we wanted to do was open the show with just wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Now, we're also celebrating our anniversary. This all got thrown in together.
Yep.
Okay? And we do want to say a big thank you to everyone. We've been sent in voice memos, and we're going to sprinkle some of those in. I thought that would be fun. We'll sprinkle those in throughout the episode.
Happy anniversary, Roxy and Chuck.
It's... been a whirlwind. 3 years, Roxy.
3 years of this podcast.
3 years.
You all have stood by us
and
supported us and put up with us and all the things, and we're so grateful.
Yeah, and a big thank you and for your understanding the last, I'd say, 7 weeks, as
yes.
I found out I miscounted.
Yep.
I very highly, and you knew.
I knew. I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to disappoint.
I just kept saying, oh, it's 6 weeks. We can do that. 6 weeks. And it turned out to be 7 weeks.
It was 7 weeks.
7 weeks of hell. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. It was delightful, really. No, I mean, the best part was getting to see some of the Littles.
Yeah.
That was
so great
throughout all over the country.
It I'm very jealous of that.
Yeah. No, it was, well, you got me back. Literally, the day before I get home, there's this huge thing at Hurley's. I mean, Tony Beeson's here. Dina in Damascus is here. Eric Lonergan is here. I mean, the list
Sue
went
Heidel's
on.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. The list went on and on. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It
was
great. And I'm missing them by a day.
It was so much fun.
So, yeah. So you got me back. So, okay. We did want to say thank you for the understanding of the last 7 weeks. Lewis, the producer, wanted to say thank you because we understand that the sound quality took a major dip. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know what it is. Chuck might be taking off. We have a little surprise announcement later. I might be taking off again. So I'm going to vow that we're going to figure out something before I leave again because I can't. It's too depressing. Lewis told me as the editor, he sits there editing the podcast and it's just so disappointing, you know, to him because we have good material, great Littles, and yet the quality just isn't what we like to have.
Right.
So yeah, anyway, so thank you for putting up with that. So much to get into. Actually, let's start with a voice memo. We heard from Ritz.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Roxy. It's Ritz. And it's Sunday, the day that Chuck returns to New York. So welcome back. Have a very wonderful reunion. Also wanted to chime in on the pronunciation of the Monongahela River, which, by the way, is one of the three rivers that converge in Pittsburgh, hence Three Rivers Stadium of blessed memory. Have a great reunion, guys. Welcome back, Chuck. See you in the News Channel 12 studio very soon.
Yes, Ritz, we will see you very soon.
Yes.
Because Chuck is back. I don't know if he said that. Chuck is back. I'm so excited about that. Okay, next we're going to do a Littles Helping Littles moment.
Yes.
This was posted on a couple of the Facebook groups.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to read it as it was written. It says, hey folks, one of our own has hit a rough patch lately, and I'm reaching out to ask you to consider helping him. Tom Miskowicz, episode TBD, hopefully, is a loyal little who has been a stalwart of this community. He is without housing at the moment and could benefit from prayers, holiday cards, and monetary gifts if you can spare some help. Credit card style gift cards like Visa are best, as opposed to gift cards from stores to which he may not have access. You can write to Tom at, we have his address here. I'll read it out quick, but we'll post it in the show notes. Tom Miskowicz, care of Union Gospel Mission, dorm 2, bunk 3, 435 University Ave East, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55130. And then, of course, they say, thank you for your support and generosity. Yes, this one is kind of near and dear to Roxy and I.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get emotional here, Roxy. But this one kind of hit home a little bit because I'm sure the littles don't know. Tom was the first one to ever support the podcast.
Yes.
As a monthly supporter.
Yes.
He was the first one that took a shot on us right away. He liked what we were doing. He still has not been on the podcast at all.
Right.
And he just wanted to give what he could.
Right.
And this is what hurts now because we know he's hurting now.
Yes.
And so I've already tried to reach out to him and help what's going on out there. And so if you can do the same, that's very great.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you can, like they said, even a holiday card or something just to support and just lift him up a little bit. He's been down, obviously, and we're going to do what we can and just help out if you can.
Yes.
Littles helping littles, as we like to call it. Then let's next get into a thank you, because we had Derek Maltby. I hope I'm saying that right. It's your own fault. You haven't been on the podcast yet. But he generously used the code.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Over to Venmo, typed in our code.
LLPod.
And gave us a one-time donation. And we appreciate all you. We're so thankful on this Thanksgiving day.
So thankful.
And we really appreciate all of you.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of anniversaries and traditions and things like that, we also have one that we'd like to get right into. It's become a tradition.
Uh-huh.
And we love that.
Yep.
And, you know, let's just get right into it.
Let's do it.
It's always good to speak with him. We have a little surprise for him at the end. He's got some new information. Please welcome to the podcast, episode 2, Roxy.
Yeah.
Episode 2, Oz the Great and Flavorful, Steve Oswald. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Hey, Chuck and Roxy, how's it going? It's fantastic here, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. I love that we're doing this on Thanksgiving. We're celebrating an anniversary. We're just jam-packing it all into one episode. So it's a longer episode, but we don't care.
No.
What else are you going to do when you have to hang out with family?
Right.
You know? I mean, you're going to want to get away and listen to a podcast, right?
So
We're here for everyone. So lots to get into with you, but we always do this traditional, what do you got for us this year?
Well, this year we have a little something coming up. For the littles, a little something special. We've created a littles cookbook. Now, we don't really have a name for it yet. So this I'm throwing open to the littles community. So if you can come up with something better than lunching with the littles, please let us know.
I like lunching with the littles.
That's cute.
But yeah, let's see what everyone else has got. Now, some of these we're hoping, because today is actually Thanksgiving, so it's a little late to be throwing stuff together.
Right.
You know, for depending on when they listen to this. Do we have anything with leftovers? I'm putting him on the spot. He didn't know I was going to do that.
There will be.
Well, real quick, Oz, what's your favorite? How do you do your turkey salad? Because everyone likes turkey salad the day after, right?
Oh, absolutely. I just do a similar thing to what I do with chicken. Just a little bit of craisins, some dried cranberries, some walnuts, a little bit of mayo, some extra thyme, chop up all the white meat, and it makes a fantastic sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I just do mayo. Oh, maybe some relish.
Relish?
Yeah, maybe some relish. Anyway, let's get back to the cookbook.
Well,
all right.
My favorite sandwich, though, is the turkey with my cranberry relish, which I think I might have given the recipe out already. If not, it'll be in the cookbook.
All right.
And it is amazing. It's one of the best things about Thanksgiving is the sandwich the day after.
Nice.
Absolutely. All right. So now the cookbook. What do we got going on here?
What I've done here is we've come up with a cookbook inspired by the littles.
Oh.
So it's not going to necessarily be a page 1 through 200 something, but it's going to have their episode number and title and the inspiration for it. So it might be page 1, page 13, page 22, page 29. With every person that is inspired, that the recipe is inspired by. And we're going to have that all together. Eventually, we will fill all of them in, so you can have an entire bound copy if you'd like.
Wow.
But we're going to send it out in right now in a PDF format so that people can print it out as they'd like, bind it, whatever. Eventually, when it's full, we may do some bound copies of it. But what we'd like to do, because we always like to try to help out the community, Littles Helping Littles, between now and Christmas. What I'm thinking is we know that there are sometimes the Littles need a little bit of help. And there's one in particular, and I'm sure we're going to have the information in on it. Tom Miskwick is here, a bit of a rough patch. So what I'm thinking is, whoever would like a cookbook, you just please donate whatever you'd like towards his cause, and just drop me your email and say, hey, can I get a cookbook? No problem. I will get the thing all set up for you, personalized. It'll have the Loyal Littles logo on it, ours, and then the episode title, story, and a recipe inspired by said Little.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then after the holidays, the original idea was to do something for Rocco's Warriors, right? Like we normally do?
And that's my plan, is that once the holidays finish, this will be going on in perpetuity, and I will keep adding to it. And we'll let you guys know when we present another launch, where we'll have another 10 or so recipes at a time.
Yeah.
And we'll go to Rocco's Warriors. Great. Going forward.
That's amazing.
That's so great.
Yeah.
This is such a great idea. Oz came to me, I don't know, months ago.
Yeah.
And with this idea, and I was like, wow, it sounds like, I was honest. I was like, Oz, I don't think I can have anything to do with this.
Yeah.
I was like, but it sounds like a great idea.
It is.
Know?
It is. Yeah. And Oz, you are such a
It was actually not even really my idea. It was brought to me by, I believe it was by Elliot.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Excellent. Episode 111.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I apologize if I'm incorrect. I will.
No, I confirm. I remember you mentioning something like that.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain it was Elliot who brought that up to me, and I thought, this is a fantastic idea, and we've got to do something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Now, are you ready for your surprise?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, I hope I'm not jinxing this, Roxy, because I have not yet signed a contract or anything. But this is for everyone. But Oz in particular. I'll be coming out to Milwaukee, it looks like, all the month of January and February.
Yes.
Really? That's amazing.
I will be at the Skylight Music Theater doing
Xanadu. Oh, wow. Oh, I love that place. We've actually done, we did a Beatles-themed event there a few months back.
Excellent. Well,
great.
Roxy will be coming out to visit me
because
her show will be over, because I leave like the day after Christmas, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'll be out there for New Year's, and then right after her show closes, she'll come out. So we are
finally,
after 3 years, going to get to meet Oz
in person.
And it's
If
you have time.
Oh, I will have time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll be there a month and a half.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how long she's going to stay, but we'll make sure we hook something up. We'll set something up for all the Littles out there. Because there's since the 3 years, there's a few more out there that I definitely need to meet up with.
For sure. So. There's quite a few. We might have to have a Littles gathering.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Like I said, I haven't signed it. I did get the contract. I just haven't signed it yet as of this taping, but I will do that soon.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to being out there for a month or so.
Oh, that's amazing.
I do feel like I picked the worst month to be out there. But
no, you didn't. I mean, okay, it's not, weather-wise, it's not the best.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's still a beautiful place to visit.
Sure.
And it's so nice that you're planning coming out for my birthday.
Oh.
In the middle of January.
Perfect. So. I did not know that. That makes it even extra special.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oz, thank you again so much. I love that this is kind of becoming a tradition now.
I love it too.
Mm-hmm. And it's always great to hear your voice. And thank you for all you do for the Littles out there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. And have a wonderful turkey day.
You too. All right, Roxy, before we get to our Meet the Littles guest today, I want to get back on this Betamax thing.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a ton of emails, but let's read a few now before we get to our break. We're going to sprinkle these in. This episode is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
So Todd Takei wrote in episode 115, he says, is why did Betamax fail a real question? It was that Sony refused to license Betamax.
Oh.
This is what I'm saying. This is information for life for me. You got one over there, right?
I do. From Tony Beeson, episode 9, hey, Chuck, I am with you. My dad also initially bought a Sony Betamax player back in the day. It was superior in every way possible. The tapes were more compact, but also the quality was just better.
All right, so is this my like ultimate eat it Nick Mariano moment of the pot? I mean, he was
maybe
like all over me, like saying, "Oh, they sucked. Betamax sucks." You know, blah blah blah. Well, it continues. We heard from Brad Siegel, episode TBD. Choxie, here is the sad story of the Betamax. Betamax was the higher quality tape. It failed because Sony made it exclusively and did not allow anyone to copy their players. Panasonic, who made VHS, allowed anyone to make their players. Therefore, the market was flooded with VHS and Beta died out. Information for life, if you are old enough to know what Betamax was.
Yes.
All right. And then there was another one, Roxy. I can't find it. I've got a pile of stuff here. There's so much to get into. But it basically, and this makes complete sense, it all had to do with porn. Apparently, Betamax would not allow the porn industry to come in and put their... Roxy, sex sells, as they say.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, no, someone wrote in about it. I can't find it. I'm so angry right now. I believe this, that because they wouldn't allow porn videos to be made and sold or distributed, whatever, on Beta tapes, that was basically part of the reason where the VHS took off, because they were
Say maybe that was part of the reason. I wouldn't say that was the reason.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, especially gosh. Back in those days when we're talking 80s, 90s.
Okay.
You know, there was no streaming. There was no internet. There was no...
Interesting.
I just made Roxy very uncomfortable on this Thanksgiving day.
Very.
She's like, this is supposed to be a family-friendly podcast on the most family-friendly day.
Exactly.
I'm just stating facts. I'm going to try to find that email for later. All right. But in the meantime, we have a very special Meet the Littles guest. Happy Thanksgiving. We're back, Roxy.
We're back.
This is great. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
Chuck and Roxy, congratulations on 3 fabulous years, and here's to more to come.
Hey, Chuck and Roxy, I just wanted to pass along happy anniversary to you both.
Holy cow, 3 years? Who would have guessed it? Happy anniversary to the Loyal Littles podcast.
We are being played in on this special episode by Alexa Cassiato, and this song is called Really. Now, this came with an email. It says, "Hi, Chuck and Roxy. I'd like to recommend songs from a friend of mine, Alexa Cassiato, for consideration to be played on the Loyal Littles podcast. She performs under the name Little Warrior Lex. Lex is a friend of mine who is originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and now resides in L.A. Her music is inspired by cinema, late night drives, and romantic nostalgia. I've included an email with her release below and also copied her in this email. We hope all of the Loyal Littles and Bigs enjoy her work as much as I do. Scott Wilson, Chuck and Roxy, episode 202. So thanks, Scott, for the email, and thanks, Lex, for the permission to play your song, Really. And as always, we will play the full song at the end of the podcast. All right, all you Loyal Littles, it's now time to
Meet the Littles.
And Roxy.
Yeah, Chuck.
We just found this out. We're going to find out. Joe Arrow approved, maybe?
Oh.
I'm not sure, but let's find out. Please welcome to the podcast, Jeff Taylor. Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
It's going real well. Thanks for having me on.
All right. I love that you dropped that knowledge just 30 seconds before we started recording. He had a question. He's like, so I called Joe Arrow, or you asked Joe Arrow. I don't know if you called him, whatever. But I was like, Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm people who know people over here.
Okay. Excellent. Well, let's find all about that. Please introduce yourself to all the Loyal Littles out there. Tell us a little something about yourself.
All right. So my name is Jeff Taylor. I have been a little for, I feel like since around 01, somewhere in that neighborhood. I was trying to think about it earlier today, whether I predated PTI or postdated PTI. And I don't quite remember, but I think I came to the show. I moved to Chicago after college. I went to college at Indiana, and I'm from Indiana originally, and came to Chicago after. And that's when I discovered that there was sports radio. I was like, wait, Dan Patrick is on the radio? Like the funny guy from SportsCenter when I was in high school is on the radio. And so I started listening to the ESPN channel, and you know, the couple days later, whatever, I listened to the show before Dan Patrick's, and there was Tony.
Ah, gotcha. You grew up in Indiana. Is that what you said?
Yes. Southern Indiana, Clarksville. It's right across the river from Louisville. So it's it's basically a suburb of Louisville.
Yeah. Kentuckiana. Is that what they call it?
That is exactly what they call it.
Okay. That's Kentuckiana. Well, I've played Louisville many times, and there were a couple times we'd go across the river for something. I forget. It was some bar over there maybe or something. I don't remember. But yeah, because we'd always say welcome to Kentuckiana, right? Absolutely.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you occasionally crossed over to the sunny side.
The sunny side. I see. Okay. I was wondering about that.
I don't know. That was some weird ad campaign from the 80s. There were bumper stickers, and it was like they were calling Southern Indiana the sunny side of Louisville. And I never understood that and why there had to be like a rivalry for that. Huh. Like it didn't make any sense to me.
Okay. But interesting.
It worked. We're better. Right. I feel it deep in my soul.
Of course you are. And you said you stayed there for college. Did you go to Indiana University?
I did. I am a Hoosier. Yep.
All right. What's your major? All that stuff.
So double majored in history and political science, and with the intent of, I don't know, doing what. I just liked the subjects. And then I was basically finished all the requirements for those two degrees with a semester to go, but I still had to like pick up 15 hours to graduate. Mm-hmm. And so I got a minor in telecommunications my last semester.
As you do.
Oh, wow.
I looked at the syllabus. I was like, oh, I'm interested in TV. I'm interested in the technical aspects and production and that kind of thing. So I looked at the curriculum and I was like, wait a minute, it's 15 hours for a minor. None of these are prereqs. Mm-hmm. I can take them all at once. And it worked. But they were like, yeah, I think we're going to change the rules because that's we don't really want people doing that, but you can.
Right.
Yeah.
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 We call that beating the system, sir.
Yeah. I used it to my full advantage.
Right. Absolutely. Now, do you still live in Indiana? I wasn't even sure.
No, moved to Chicago.
Oh, so you're in Chicago.
I went back home after college for a year and a half. And then I had friends up here and I'm like, I just want to live somewhere else, you know, try something different.
Yeah. Sure.
And so I moved up to Chicago and been here 24 years now.
Wow. Are you in the suburbs? Are you downtown? Like whereabouts? I'm just curious.
We live in the city. We live on the north side in basically as close to Skokie or Evanston as you can get and still be in Chicago.
Gotcha.
20 minutes from Northwestern, 20 minutes from visiting Wilbon.
Oh, okay. All right. So we have some things on the form we want to get to, but let's go here first. You don't remember if it was PTI, but do you remember when you became a little?
Yeah, it was in 2001. It was after I moved up here.
Okay.
And my most vivid memories of like sitting and listening to the radio were when I was a high school athletic director, gym teacher, basketball coach, and I had free periods right around when the show would be on. And then eventually I could do the podcast so I could listen to it like, you know, whenever it fit in. But I happened to have time right around when the show was on that I could catch an hour here, an hour there during the school day.
Yeah, I was lucky. I mean, mine was later in life, so they already had these things called, it wasn't podcast. What was it when you could download the radio? Yeah, I guess it was podcast. I guess that's what they call them. But I mean, where you had to like put them onto your iPad, you know, and stuff like that. But then this way you wouldn't miss anything. You know what I mean? So that
right.
I was lucky in that sense. So, all right. Now, real quick, Littles, if you want to take a pee break, this would be the time to do it. Because we have some Survivor talk to get into because we stumbled upon that. No, we have a few Survivor fans out there. We do. I don't remember how it came up. Oh, because I had asked you if you'd heard any episodes and rattled off Rick Devens as being one of the first ones. And I was like, oh, yeah. Survivor fan, huh? So, we love Rick Devens. Yeah. Now, are you listening to his podcast, On Fire?
I'm not.
Okay.
I haven't listened to it this year.
That's the official, he says, the official Survivor podcast. Well, that's Jeff's term, not Rick's. I shouldn't throw Rick under the bus there. But he's doing a great job. I mean, he doesn't have his podcast anymore, Surviving Snyder. And
because he did.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We all did. And so it's funny when we congratulated him on a good run, because I was really sad because I was listening and, you know, they announced this was the last episode. And I emailed him or something and just said, hey, congratulations. Sorry. And he's like, well, I've got some other things in the fire. He couldn't, maybe that was a little code that he was giving me, but he couldn't say anything, you know, understandably, right. You know, they keep all that stuff under wraps.
Yeah.
Because I have so many questions for him. I so want to bring him back on for 5 Mediocre Minutes because that podcast drops literally like within an hour after the episode is over. So
yeah.
I know they're recording that way in advance. Now, maybe not way, way in advance, but at least the day of, I would say, minimally.
Yeah, they've got to get a screener-ish. Yeah.
Oh, so I want to know, how far in advance does he get to see the episodes of Survivor before they come on the air? Because I'm really jealous about that. But yeah, so how long, you said you've been watching since the beginning, right?
Yeah, I started with season 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came on in the summer, and I was like, what the hell is this? I'm like, whatever, I'm not interested.
Right.
And then they put the season 2 premiere on after the Super Bowl, and it worked.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'll sit down and watch this. And about 10 minutes in, I'm like, oh, I understand why people liked this. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I sort of got hooked in, and I was watching it all the way through. And then, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, I've got a 12-year-old, and he was into the Ninja Gym stuff. And I said, you know what? Let me show you this show. I think you might like it because they have all these crazy challenges and
you know,
all this stuff. And so we watched whatever season that was, and then we went back to the beginning. And so he and I have watched everything together, and now we watch every week.
Wow. That's so awesome. Great. That's really cool.
It's really fun. Yeah, it's fun.
All right. And now let's go back real quick because you dropped it. So how do you know Joe Arrow, or you're just friendly with him online? How did all that happen?
I wrote a song parody.
Oh, okay.
And submitted it to whatever the website was where
Little
people
Songs.
Were doing that.
Yep, Little Songs.
Yeah. And he was like, that's really funny. I want to do that. And so he recorded it. And then he did another one. And neither one of them made it on. But I don't even remember what the first one was. The second one I did was, this is so stupid and inside, but it made me laugh. So I did it. Yeah. There was this thing about somebody had a fish tray. And who is the little, who is like in Alaska?
Anita.
Anita?
Yeah. And she wanted to buy it.
Oh.
And so I wrote this song that was like Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, but like sell your fish tray. Yeah, I thought that one was really funny.
And of course, the great Anita from Alaska. Is it Anita in Alaska? I think it's Anita in Alaska.
It's from.
From? No, it's okay. The from and the ins always blow by me. I'm like, I just can't remember some of them. Anyway, episode 32.
Yes.
Definitely top 30. So episode 32, Anita from Alaska. Make sure you check that out. Real quick before we take a quick break, fandom. Now, you grew up in Indiana, but you've been in Chicago for a long time. So how's that working out for you?
I'm a Hoosier.
Hoosier.
Well,
you bleed it.
Okay. I'm a Hoosier.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, but my primary fandom is college basketball.
Right.
So like, I'm not dropping that when I moved to Chicago. I kind of feel like I've lived here for so long now that if I were ever to develop a pro sports fandom, it would be centered around a Chicago team. But mostly I feel like it's more fun when the local teams are good. So go teams.
Yeah,
you
know? Gotcha. Yeah.
But I don't live and breathe it. And, you know, it's so funny to me when some of the times when Wilbon is on and is like, everybody in Chicago is talking about XYZ. And I'm like, I literally haven't talked to anybody about that. I don't know anyone who's talking about the things you're talking about, Wilbon. And I live here. You just make stuff up?
Probably.
Like, nobody's talking about that.
Probably. Yeah. To prove Hammer's point home.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, we also went back.
The whole city.
Yeah, right. But we also went back a few episodes where he's got some pretty good people on speed dial. We were trying to figure out Wilbon's Mount Rushmore in his phone. And maybe if Michael Jordan says it, that counts for like 500,000 people. I mean, so I could see that, you know.
That's probably true.
You know. Okay. And of course, being an IU basketball fan, our condolences for Coach Knight. And we know you have a story there, which we're going to tease. So don't go anywhere, Littles. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
Dearest Charles and Roxanne, 1,095 days ago, you embarked on an audio journey. A safari, really, exploring and learning the customs, habits, and peanut butter preferences of the wild critters who share an affection, devotion, appreciation, or perhaps an addiction to a balding orange Luddite and hermit who happens to be a doctor, grandfather, husband, former writer, and podcaster. Through your endeavors, the community of Littles is more intimate kinship. You are both so supportive to your guests and listeners and incredibly generous with your time. Even the most hesitant guests, worried about their prosaic experiences, have come to learn through your questions that their lives and opinions are meaningful and interesting, worthy of being recorded, downloaded, and shared. What you have done is nothing less than galvanizing. I want to thank you for 277 entertaining episodes and that one boring one when I was speaking. I hope you continue to introduce us to new friends, as long as it remains fun for you. Your podcast is a charming joyride, and you should be proud of the gadabouts who fall in your path. Here's to many more episodes. Love you both.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast. And Roxy, we're lucky enough to have Jeff Taylor with us. And
yes.
I love that because it's another easy name. So that's good. Now, we tease this. Now, you said you kind of have, you said it's sort of a connection with Bob Knight and the Tony Kornheiser show and all that stuff. Because, hello, as we said, we take breaks. And we found out that, hello, he's a writer. Who knew? We didn't know that. That wasn't on the forum, Littles. So, Jeff, tell us all about that.
Yeah, so as an IU fan, one of the things that I liked to do for a long time was I would write a blog just about whatever I was thinking about IU basketball this season, how it was progressing. And the inspirations would come from kind of any place. Mm-hmm. And one of them came by listening to the Tony Kornheiser show. One day during the email segment, he read an email from Kirk Haston, who is a former Indiana basketball player and I believe current state representative in Tennessee. I think he won his last election. I think he's still in office.
Oh, wow.
But okay. I can't be 100% sure. And he's a Little. And he wrote into the radio show because at some point in 2002, his head had been on a stick on PTI. And he was trying to find out if he could get it, I think. And so I heard that on the show. And I was like, hey, I know that guy. Like Kirk Haston, David Aldridge.
Right, that was your David Aldridge show. Right, yeah.
It totally was. So I wrote about it on my blog. And then I come to find out like a couple, you know, days later that Kirk Haston read my blog and said something about it and liked it. And I was like, well, I just went full circle there. You know,
right.
I heard it on the show. I wrote about it. The guy I wrote about it said something to me about it. And when you mentioned Bob Knight, I immediately thought of my Kirk Haston story from the connection with the show.
Ah, okay. Well, now let's get back to the form real quick, because obviously it's a little something you want to drop. Now, we'll, of course, plug everything at the end, as we always say. We have a professional here, Littles, okay? Another podcaster. As Tony says, everybody has a podcast these days. And we want to talk about it because this one actually, we had another thought of another podcast possibility, and it sort of ties into what you do. But so let's take a second. Let's learn all about yours because it's interesting. Unfortunately, I talked to Roxy about this off air before we came on. Neither one of us are really going to be able to help you with this. But go ahead. Tell the audience what this one's about.
Okay. Since 1994, a big Beverly Hills 90210 fan, like much bigger than is probably acceptable, but also in a way that most people aren't fans of things. Like, I don't hate watch it, but the more ridiculous it is, the more I enjoy it.
Now, okay. Here's our first question, how clueless we are. It's not on the air anymore, right?
No.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it ran from 1990 to 2000.
Okay, but so this is what I was talking about. I've never seen an episode. I never watched. I mean, I know what it was, and I know how popular it was, but I honestly couldn't even tell you if it was still on the air or not.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, been off for a minute. But that's sort of what I'm doing on the podcast. So I'm doing a 90210 rewatch.
Right.
Because it's a show I've been trying to figure out how to talk about for a long time. Because the things I enjoy about it may seem like criticisms. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm taking a dump on it because I like it a lot. I've watched every episode multiple times. I've written a book about it that I haven't figured out. Like, I just haven't figured out the book. Like, I can't get the tone right. I get the whole thing. Okay. So I've been deep in this show for a long time. And I just couldn't figure out what to do with this trove of useless garbage in my head about this show from 30 years ago.
Okay.
So we went to Los Angeles for a family vacation this summer. And I said, you know what we should do, haha? There's this website that has all the locations, the filming locations. We should drive around and take pictures. And I mentioned it, like, haha, to some people. And they were like, you should totally do that. You'd have a blast. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of would like to do that. And so I drug my wife and child around Los Angeles, taking pictures outside of all these different places.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, we went. And it was, for me, it was like a good way to just go to different parts of the city that maybe you wouldn't think to go to, or right. Go look at this thing. And so we saw LA in sort of a specific way.
Yeah.
And so I'm posting the pictures of it while we're on this trip and saying, oh, here I'm at the beach club, you know, or look, here's West Beverly High School, or look, Casa Walsh, everybody. And hey, here's the parking lot where Jack McKay blew up, question mark. And so I'm just putting these things up on my Facebook page. So it's like my friends and family reading it. And my cousin, who is 14 years my junior, so she's like 34, and she lives in New York. And she said, I should really watch that show. It sounds insane. And so I'm standing there and I just read what she wrote. And I was like, I'm going to tell her that she should start watching it. I'm going to tell her that I'm going to start watching it too. We should podcast this. Like, that was the thought process. And it took about 5 seconds inception to complete idea.
Yeah.
So I texted her and I was like, all right, I might have just had the best idea ever. And she's like, you know what? That's not a terrible idea. Let's do that. And for me, the fact that she's never seen it before
right.
is so much fun.
Right.
And I go through, like, I've joined a couple of Facebook groups where I can go and post things about episodes that we've recorded and whatever. And I'm like, you got to stay off these pages because so much stuff is going to get spoiled for you.
Right.
If you look at the internet at all, you'll see stuff. And so we've done a pretty good job of keeping her.
Okay.
Ignorant
well,
of
it's,
what is coming.
I think it's safe because it's been such a long time. Now, Roxy, the perfect ID for this, well, you've seen some episodes, but if we had done like a Friends rewatchable, this would be perfect because Roxy has not seen a lot of the Friends. All right, so many bury the lead moments here. First of all, the podcast is called The Peach Pod. Is that what?
The Peach Pod.
The Peach
yes.
Pod. Okay, so, and I yep. know we said we'd plug it later.
Also
but,
Leslie's idea.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And the hook, I guess I'm going to call it a hook, is the fact that you've seen every episode and you know it like the back of your hand. Your cousin, it's your cousin, right?
Yep.
She's never seen an episode ever.
Not one.
So that's where you watch it and then you talk about it, which I think that's a great concept, a great hook to have someone who has no idea what they're getting into and then the other person who knows it like the back of their hand. So it's really clever.
It's so much fun to do.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite hours every week is when she starts watching the next episode and texts me while she's doing it.
Gotcha. Yep.
Because I'm like, oh, you saw that. Okay, yeah. How fun.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Oh, this is the thing that you're interested in this episode. That landed for you in a way different way than for me. And all of that stuff is super fun. And, you know, I told you guys, I listened to your first episode. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you said at the beginning of it was like, hey, bear with me. It's going to get better. Like, you know, we're buying microphones. Like,
right.
You know, our sound quality improves. We figure the show out. And that's exactly how I felt with our pilot.
Sure.
Yep.
Which is exactly like the 90210 pilot. You shoot a pilot and you go, we should recast that actor.
Right.
Roxy, were you saying that?
Uh-huh. Right, exactly. But like you pick up on the things that you're like, well, that didn't work as well. We should change it.
Right.
Yeah.
And where we landed after the first episode was we needed some segments on the show. Mm-hmm. So we start the show by doing like a little bit of what did we miss from the previous episode. And then we'll do what happened in this episode, which is just like the plot. And then we'll do what really happened in this episode.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Where we slice it from whatever direction we want to slice it from. Then we have a nostalgia corner where we talk about what the episode made us nostalgic for. And then we do a Steve Sanders Memorial Worst Person of the Episode. Because there's always somebody who's just awful.
Awful.
And
yeah.
We need to talk about how bad they were.
Sure.
yeah. So we do that. But coincidentally, with the condolences for Bob Knight, the fourth episode of the show is an episode about potentially are they busing kids in to make the basketball team good from out of district. It's a big race issue in the episode, and it's all that kind of stuff. But and so we talk a lot about that. But we also talk about Bob Knight, because Brandon's dad in the episode horribly misquotes Bob Knight.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And as a lifelong Indiana basketball fan, as someone who grew up idolizing Bob Knight, I almost shouted at the screen, he never said that. I don't think he even thought that. Nice. That's crazy. No one who knows anything about Bob Knight would say that. And so then I read a snippet from A Season on the Brink, John mm-hmm. Junior Feinstein's
yep.
book about the Indiana basketball team. And it is rough stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, this is who Bob Knight was. And I give my experience of him as, a coach and like warts and all. And that was episode 4 of the show. This weekend, we recorded episode 18. So we're like 12 episodes ahead. So we recorded the Bob Knight episode.
Oh, okay.
2.5 months ago. So it's just been waiting to get to the point where we're going to drop it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I hear during Hoosier Hysteria that Bob Knight's not doing well. And I looked at the calendar and I said, he's 100% going to die the day we drop this episode. Like, there's no way that's not going to happen. And in some ways, it's Knight's ultimate rebuttal, mm-hmm. like,
absolutely.
So literally the day we dropped the episode, Bob Knight passed away. And I'm like, well, that's about right.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's a goocher, I'd say. But all right. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on to Meet the Littles. We can't thank you enough now, but we have some fun, dumb questions. We hope that's okay.
Absolutely. I'm fun and dumb.
All right. Roxy, do you mind if I start?
Go for it.
Let's see how up to date you are on The Big Show, shall we? What kind of toothpaste do you use?
Okay, so I'm a Colgate guy growing up. And in Southern Indiana, there is a Colgate clock. It's the second largest clock in the world, and it faces Louisville from my hometown, the Colgate clock. So I was always a Colgate guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Littles.
More than you expected from a toothpaste question, I know.
Well, full disclosure, Littles, we're recording this the day that episode dropped on The Big Show. So I thought that would be a good one to sneak in there to start with. So, all right, Roxy, what do you got?
All right, if you could live in any TV or movie home, what would it be?
Now, come on, Roxy. You can't give him that question, right?
Why not?
You know what? I think I would have to go, because we went and visited. I'm going to have to go with the beach apartment in Hermosa Beach, where Kelly and Donna and Claire and various others lived.
Okay.
That place is nice. Like, in real life, that place is nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I could have zigged instead of zagged and gone with, like, Mulder's dark apartment in D.C.,
Like, Roxy's not on board with that show. I'm begging her to start from the beginning. You remember the reboot they did in like 2016-ish? Yeah. She watched like maybe 2 episodes with me, and she was like hands over her face the whole time. And I was like,
she
couldn't do it.
I love the X-Files.
Oh, so do I. We could totally hang. All right. Who is the most famous person you've met in real life?
I don't know most famous, but coolest most famous was Jim Lovell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to do hotel audiovisual, and he was a speaker at some event where they were talking about overcoming adversity and thinking during a crisis and stuff like that. So I got to meet Apollo 13 astronaut Jim Lovell.
Wow.
And that was super cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
All right. Who would play you in a movie of your life?
Steve Martin is far too old, but I would love that.
Yeah.
I have been told more than once, especially when I used to teach high school students in the early aughts, that Tom Green looked like me.
Oh.
So just from a straight ease of casting, we can just go with Tom Green.
All right. And if you could squirt one condiment out of your finger, what would it be?
I feel like it would have to be a brown mustard.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, salsa is too chunky and it would probably burn a little bit, right? Like, a little acidic.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. Because, this is just such a normal question. So.
Right.
I literally thought about it. I literally thought, well, salsa would be a bad choice.
Yeah. Okay.
That's funny.
All right, Roxy, let's do some rapid fire.
All right. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, but for medicinal purposes only.
Okay.
Oh.
It helps with my sinuses. It's real weird.
Okay. I'm glad you explained, because I wasn't sure where we were going with that.
Pepsi doesn't help at all, but Coke helps, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
I never really liked either one of them, But for all the backstage shenanigans, I might have to go the Brady Bunch.
Okay. Okay. That's good reason.
Nice. Star Wars or Star Trek?
I'm a Star Wars guy.
All right. Nice. And Uranus jokes, not funny or never not funny?
Never not funny.
Excellent.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on to Meet the Littles. Now, how can we get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with and obviously plug your podcast and anything else you want to do?
Absolutely. So I'll just toss the podcast stuff out there because I'm so excited about this and I would love people to check it out. I'm having so much fun with it. It's called The Peach Pod. On Instagram, we are peachpod90210. On Facebook, we are peachpod,90210. And we're launching a Patreon where we're going to do some add-on 90210 stuff and further explore my theory that everything comes back to Aaron Spelling. And our Patreon page is peachpod,90210 as well.
Excellent. Nice. All right. We'll make sure we put all that in the show notes for you. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
I'm an under guy.
Really?
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
We've had a few of those lately.
I find that everyone has a reason for like the thing that they are with this. And my grandma's house, she had like the thinnest toilet paper. And if it was hung overhand, if you touched it at all, the entire thing would unspool.
Oh.
But if it was hung under, that did not happen.
Interesting.
And I'm like, well, that, it's like, for me, that's the answer.
I mean, it's usually because the person's psycho. But other than that, no, I'm just saying. No, that's interesting. That's our favorite part about this is everyone, I feel like most people have a story behind it, you know, as to why.
Right.
That's definitely one we have not heard yet. So thank you for that.
But, you know, just as long as you're wiping, I'm really okay. Whatever you want to do.
Right. Excellent. All right. Thanks again for taking the time to come on and meet the Littles.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was a blast.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Marshmallow, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast, and thank you, Jeff, for coming on to Meet the Littles. Always a good time. Roxy, we're playing the music. We know what that means. It's a sad time, but even though it's Thanksgiving, we have to do it.
Yep.
Because we do it once a week. Roxy, final six. We're down to six.
Wow.
In the Guillotine League for the Loyal Littles Podcast Fantasy Football League. Unbelievable. We've made it again. I think we made top four last year. So I'm probably jinxing this. We're probably the next to go. But in the meantime, we had to say goodbye to episode 153, Jamie Armada.
Top 100.
Top 150, looks like. Let's not get crazy here, Roxy. But definitely made the top 10 in the Guillotine League, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. Always sad to say goodbye. Top six. This is going to get interesting, I think, especially the way the league works. We won't get into that here right now because we've got a lot more to get into. Now, we're about to do something, again, we do, I feel like, once a year. Talk
once
about
a year.
Traditions.
Yes.
Traditions. Okay. So we don't normally do the football picks, but it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we've got three big games today. So we need to get our resident. It's called Bet the Sprawlsess. Is that how we'd say it?
Yeah, Bet the Sprawlsbet. Wow.
I knew you wouldn't be able to say it, Roxy.
Bet the Sprawlsess.
Bet the Sprawlsess. Please welcome back to the podcast, episode 23, Roxy.
Wow.
Episode 23, Bob Sproul. Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Hey, great, Chuck. Hi, Roxy.
Hi.
Things are going well.
I feel like this is golf talk, a tradition like no other.
I know, you know? Right?
Yeah.
That's
right.
So good to hear your voice again. And this is something we only do once a year, Bob.
Let me tell you how I played the back nine.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. This is something we only do once a year.
Yes.
It's a special occasion for us. And it's falling on our Thanksgiving Day episode. So these games are starting pretty quickly. So let's get right to the games.
We'll get you right to the points. I'm going to give you an extra one this year with the Black Friday game.
Oh,
okay.
And then I've got a special football pick for everybody.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we just do these straight up. We don't really do this whole TK point spread, things like that right now. So the first one today is Packers, 12:30 p.m. Packers versus the Lions in Detroit. Just give us your winner.
Lions.
All right. That's what I would go with.
Okay.
Roxy?
No idea. I guess Lions, sure. Sounds good.
Then the 4:30 game, which has a lot of interest for our podcast listeners. Hopefully they're listening to this, and then they're going to settle into a decent game.
We've got the Commanders in Dallas against the Cowboys. Yeah.
Okay, well, with apologies to Joe Arrow, I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah, me too.
We figured. Although it could be a trap game. That's what we're hoping for, I think.
Could be.
That's what all the Washington people are hoping for, a trap game.
Yeah, right.
Here. All right, then, 8:20 p.m., the marquee matchup, they say. Mm-hmm. We have the 49ers traveling all the way up to Seattle.
Oh.
Same time zone, though.
All the same, I'm going to take the 49ers. Okay. They're on a roll.
Me too.
They seem to have found it after that slump.
Right. Okay, now the special one, because a lot of people might not listen to this until later in the day. We don't want them to miss out on maybe making some money off of this podcast, you know.
Tomorrow,
Friday, Black Friday, as they call it, November 24th, 3 p.m. Eastern kickoff. We've got the Dolphins against the New Jersey Jets.
New York Jets.
We could go over that game, Roxy.
We could maybe look
up some tickets. We usually do our put up our tree and decorate and stuff like that. Roxy has the day off. So
there you go.
All right, what do you got there?
I'm going to take the Dolphins.
Are you?
Me too.
Wow, are you sure?
Yeah. I'll tell you, these four games, you know, you talk about, you know, the point spread. If you're looking at point spreads, the smallest point spread is 7.
Okay.
So, you know, these seem to be easy ones.
Yeah. Right.
But I will give you, if there's going to be an upset, I will say it will be the Packers over the Lions.
Okay. Division game. Well, they're all division games. Yeah, that's the interesting thing this year. Yeah. They're usually better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're on this podcast, we don't do the whole like point spread stuff.
Yeah. I want to do a Carville special college football game.
Okay.
All right. What do you got?
It's Saturday. I got North Texas State, which is the alma mater of the great Joe Green.
Oh, okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers against Alabama Birmingham.
All right, let me look that up.
What do you got on
that? Let me look that up. That's never heard of these teams. All right, I see -4.
Well, I got 3.5, so I'm taking North Texas 3.5.
All right, you got
that? I'll take North Texas 3.5.
Okay, we'll give you 3.5. All right.
And just as a bonus, there's no lineup, but my alma mater, Robert Morris University, is playing basketball on Friday against Jacksonville University. There's no lineup. The line hasn't been posted yet, but take Robert Morris, whatever the hell the line's going to be.
Okay.
Excellent.
And have a wonderful Thanksgiving to you two and to all of my Littles friends out there.
Oh.
And Linda says hi to Chuck and Roxy, too.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Okay.
All right. Make sure Bob Sproul, Beth the Sproul says, Roxy had some trouble saying that earlier. Episode 23.
Yes.
Don't forget to go back and check out his episode.
That's right.
23.
That's right. Top 20.
Yeah.
Top 20.
There's actually another special treat in said episode, but we're not going to say that on the air right now.
Okay.
If you remember, Bob, it caused some issues, but you know.
Oh, yes. I do remember. Yeah.
Anyway, hope you're well. Okay. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We really appreciate you taking the time.
You too.
Happy holidays, folks. Take care.
Roxy, it's so great to catch up.
Always.
With the Littles.
Always.
Always is. All right. Let's get to some of our emails. You've got the first one, and it's a very special announcement. So everyone listen up. Okay, because this is a very limited time thing.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, this is from Kevin Maroney, episode 270. Hi, Chuck and Roxy. You may recall the discussion on The Big Show about McConnell's ice cream. Tony is a fan, as is Barbara Streisand, specifically of their coffee variety. It would be amazing if Tony and Babs had dessert together and they recorded the conversation for a podcast, but I digress. You can find McConnell's at many grocery stores, but even better, they will ship to your house. While the shipment originates in California, it arrived at our Virginia address still solidly frozen. They sent me a Thanksgiving code that provides free shipping, so I am sharing it with all of Littledom. The code is free ship, all one word, FREESHIP, and it can be used on orders at McConnell's.com for a limited time, I think through Black Friday. So have a sweet holiday. All the best, Kevin Maroney, episode 270.
Okay, that's dangerous.
That's very dangerous, but I love it.
Now, we can
use the code, people.
Yes, use the code. We can attest that that does work, because if I can go back, speaking of celebrations and anniversaries and birthdays, that type of thing, was it our one-year anniversary?
I believe so.
I think Smitty Scoop sent us ice cream.
He sent us ice cream and a giant chocolate cake.
It was amazing. And the ice cream was completely frozen.
Oh, it was perfect.
I don't think it came from California. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
I assumed it was down near them.
Right.
In Virginia, Maryland area.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it does
happen.
So good. So yeah. All right, next. Dear Chuck and Roxy, Keep It to Yourself podcast, episode 192. Yes, we were, episode 192. I don't love that number. I wish we would have held out for a better number. Anyway, it says, I want to thank you for bringing back the Big Show mailbag jingles on your podcast. Every Thanksgiving on my show, title mentioned earlier, it's the Keep It Yourself podcast. And it's, he says, for the last several years, save for COVID, I have devoted the entire episode to my favorite jingles from the past year. Yes, this is how I was first initially introduced to his podcast, and I loved it. I, like you, miss the originality of previous years almost as much as having guests in studio. But back to the lecture at hand, this year is extra special as it will also be the podcast's 200th episode.
Wow.
So let's stop there and just...
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You made it.
I'm going to spoiler alert. This is Jason Bullitt, episode 31.
Yep.
Yeah. 200 episodes.
That's great.
Trust us, we know. That's not easy.
Right.
He says, thus, a double celebration is in order. A happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and tell Roxy to, not literally, break a leg this holiday season at Radio City. Regards, Jason Bullitt, episode 31. First of all, Jason, congratulations.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That is incredible. And yes, go crazy. We're bringing the jingles back. Speaking of, let's get into that now. These are recent from what's going on with the toothpaste. We have Joe Arrow, episode 3, Steve Lipton, episode 47. They sent these in. We don't know if they're going to get played on the Big Show, but it talk about current events. It all has to do with the toothpaste.
Yeah,
so
great.
Let's give these a listen.
I hope you're prepared for a bunch of littles to send you so much toothpaste that the captain will be wearing dentures by the time it's over.
Step one, you say you need a box of that. So it begins your podcast chat. Can't find your ice cream, man, that stinks. The kind you eat over the sink. Safeway's out of cottage cheese tonight. So you drive left, then left, then right. And now you can't find your toothpaste. CVS, now you're red face. You're an old guy, yeah, you're so orange and bald. No way you're slipping to the malls. And you think I'll go public with the things I need. And that's how to get your shit for free.
I had no idea people would start doing this. From Michael Sandler.
Of course you did. Why'd you bring it up? Really?
Because I thought it was a good thing to talk about. It bothered me.
I went out looking, but all I was finding were bastardizations of the best. Hey, CVS, now, do you need reminding that I prefer original Crest? Nothing can dance. I want my toothpaste in a horizontal tube. Baby, I want Crest.
All right, thank you, gents, for those. Always funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they amuse
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring them back.
Yep.
And like I said, if people want to, the jinglers, if you want to send in the current ones, because we obviously think there's stuff going on with the Big Show where they can't be played for some reason. So we want to get them out there if
yeah,
we can. So.
Yeah.
All right, Roxy, you've got the next one, right?
I do. This is from Charlie Warren, episode TBD. Hey, Chuck, I'm slowly catching up and I hear you talk about playing softball. Is it fast pitch or slow pitch? I can't really tell so far.
Okay. Back in the day, it was both. There is one fast pitch league that I did participate in,
yep.
and it was great because it was all baseball rules.
Mm-hmm.
So you only have 9 players, 3 in the outfield. There's bunting, stealing. It's baseball rules. So
mm-hmm.
basically, you need a kick-ass catcher. I was so stressed because I was a catcher.
Yeah.
And you get these people that throw 65, 70, 80 miles an hour.
Sure.
And you have to be able to block it when they throw it in the dirt.
Yep.
Okay. It was crazy.
Yep.
I was stupid. But did it. So it's mostly modified, as
Lob.
We call it. Not so much, yeah, slow pitch lob.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a lot, mostly modified. But yeah, there's also fast pitch leagues here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy. Yeah. All right. Then last but not least, we heard from episode 178.
Oh boy.
Dear Choxie, Googling Chuck and Roxy also reveals a picture of Chuck with hair and porn stash. But we won't get into that. No, we won't. Really, a porn stash? It wasn't. Come on. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm with Chuck on Betamax. Now, I only had one friend that had Beta, and the machine was always broken, but the tapes were much more appealing. My family had laser discs, but not the DVD-sized, but the vinyl-sized. Right. You had to slide the entire plastic case into the player where it locked and it took the actual disc from the sleeve. You never had your hands on the actual disc, just the case. The movie also had to be flipped in the middle of the movie. And some movies, like Ben-Hur, were two discs, so four sides.
Wow.
The discs were super expensive. They sold for like $90, and this was like in 1984. Luckily, they disappeared before the 90s. Those things were heavy as hell, too, in addition to being larger than a vinyl record. The player we still own is apparently worth a ton of money because the players didn't last very long. I have absolutely no point to this other than I know all about relics, so I feel a kinship with Chuck. Just an idea, but how about a blooper episode over the long weekend? I don't know. Roxy might not be up on board with that, but we might have a special treat for you at the end of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with the reposting of older episodes, I'm just saying, it might be easier than I thought to get a lower number. Someone has disappeared. You have never heard from them again. Their number is out there. Just saying. Episode 178, ABTAHS, we will not do better the next time unless Roxy lights the Empire State Building with the Yankee colors.
Oh, never gonna happen.
So
never gonna happen.
We're never gonna get better. Littles, thank you again so much for everything. I'm speaking on an anniversary type of situation now. Thank you for your love and support over the years. We really appreciate you.
And from a Thanksgiving
point
of view,
now we're gonna get to the
we're
day.
Very grateful for and thankful for this community and this podcast and each other. I think I'm grateful for you, Chuck.
Absolutely, Roxy.
Thanks.
From the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. We love doing this for you, and we hope you'll continue to listen. Mm-hmm. And it's just been great. It's
we'll
been a
ride this as long as possible.
3 years.
I know.
I can't fathom.
I know.
So thanks once again to all our guests. Jeff Taylor for coming on to meet the Littles. Steve Osbolt, something we didn't do. Don't forget to head on over to his website, emeraldcitycatering.com, for all your catering needs in the Milwaukee area for sure. But he's got a lot of other stuff over there. He's got his barbecue sauce. Don't forget about that. Also, thank you, Bob Sproul, for coming on to make our annual picks. And don't forget, you can follow him on Twitter at The Grandstander. And don't forget to check out his blog and all that stuff. We really appreciate the Littles coming back on. And super shout out to all the Littles who sent in memos and just well wishes and all that kind of stuff. Thank you so much. And Roxy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
Go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Everything you need is over there.
All right. And if you need a book,
go to aaronsbooks.com.
Don't forget to head over there. And if you need self-care,
go to www.modernselfcare.us.
And the most important thing, though, with all of this, especially tomorrow, Black Friday, lots of shopping. We gave you one here in this episode. If you are out shopping online tonight, tomorrow, over the weekend, don't forget to
use the code, people.
And of course, being a big IU fan, our... oops. What was that?
You heard that?
Oh, yeah. it sounded like...
That was my son way in another room, metal on the ground. I don't even know what that was.
Do you want to go look?
No, it's fine.
Too late. A typical technique.
Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
He never said that.
Oh, yeah.